stands a tree where the flow of God's mercy pours out for me in a flood. On a hill far away, the man of all sorrows pays for my life with his blood.
Purchased by love, bought with a price, my debt was pardoned by his sacrifice.
It seems the whole world loves to celebrate Christmas, God's great love gift given through the birth of his son Jesus. But Easter is a whole different story. God's son bears the sins of the whole world upon the cross, then rises again to proclaim his victory over sin, death, and hell. Easter is a simple story, really. It's the story of God's unrelenting love for you and me.
He set aside his majesty to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. When we like sheep have gone astray, the man of sorrows. He paid to win the hearts of all his people. One day we'll be with him because of one we now are saved. The
During the Holy Week of Passover, Jesus enters Jerusalem as the true Lamb of God who would be slain for the sins of the whole world. On Thursday evening, he celebrates the Passover feast with his disciples, telling them that his body is the true bread that was broken and his blood the true wine poured out to deliver them. That evening, after he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane, a mob of Roman soldiers and Jewish religious authorities seize him and prosecute him for treason against Caesar. Then they fashion a crown of thorns and press it upon his brow, mocking him. On Friday, they take him outside the city and crucify him. As much as we might want to look away from the horror of Christ's execution, it's precisely his sacrifice on our behalf that buys our salvation once and for all. As he dies, he cries, "It is finished," meaning paid in full. Our debt has been totally and eternally satisfied.
Once we all stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death our chains. But he with blood our freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, were swallowed up by righteousness and vanquished by the Son of God. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross. Now we rejoice in victory. We lift our eyes to Calvary. Before the battle has begun, by Jesus' blood it has been won. Yes, it was finished on the cross.
Hope and life again. And when we try to describe all he suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
in a word, it was love. The picture of what love cost, everything that he gave on that darkest day, was because of what he held inside, and the reason why he came, our sacrifice. In a word,
it was love.
Friday evening, Jesus' heartbroken friends hurriedly wrap his body and place it in a borrowed tomb before the Sabbath begins at sundown. As the sun rises Sunday morning, they return to finalize his burial preparations, but find the heavy stone rolled away from the tomb's entrance and an angel proclaiming, "He's not here. Jesus is risen, just as he said he would."
Let's go.
Jesus appears to hundreds of his followers over the next 40 days. Though he tells them he must return to heaven, he promises to come back and receive them into his Father's home forever. In the meantime, he will send his Holy Spirit to make them, to make us, witnesses of his mercy and grace.
Birth from heaven, perfect Son of God, come to pay our ransom by his blood. At the hands of one he came to save, a sinner's death he died. The Lord of glory, Prince of peace, hung there crucified. Wrapped in linens, laid him in the tomb. Darkness covered earth in shrouds of gloom. And the eyes of angels fixed upon the place he's laid to rest, waiting on a miracle creation held its rest.
Unsearchable ways our Savior saves.
Though the story of Easter is simple, it's altogether true. But God's gift of everlasting life is only alive in us when we receive His forgiveness by faith. Jesus did pay it all. We owe Him everything. Have you given Him everything? If you'll trust that Jesus is God's Son, risen from the dead, this could be the day that your life is resurrected, made new, now and forever.